www.bibleprophecy.com.
So 'twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring. Come on, a little louder. Not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. That's all we're going to do. we're not going to keep going with that one. But most of you are pretty familiar with that, right? It was the night before Christmas. You're familiar with this poem? It's about a family who's ready for Christmas, right? The mother is in her kerchief. How many mothers wear kerchiefs to bed these days? Any? Not many. Not many. But different era, right? Kids were tucked in and they were dreaming of sugar plums. Dancing sugar plums, no less. How many of you kids ever had a dream about dancing sugar plums? How many of you even know what a sugar plum is? Okay, a couple. I don't. That's okay, though. But here's the thing that still relates to today. The dad was still awake. Right? He's the one who goes to bed the latest. That's at least true in my house. I am almost always the one who is the last one to bed. Usually because I'm watching some basketball game or something like that that I recorded and, you know, that sort of thing. But this night, in this poem at least, staying up late pays off. Because Dad gets a surprise peek at St. Nick, a.k.a. Santa Claus. Now, how cool would that be, right? If someone could really catch a glimpse of this big guy, the elusive Mr. Christmas, it would answer a whole lot of questions, wouldn't it? Like, how does he really get all those presents in the sleigh? And how does he go up and down the chimney like that? And what happens if you don't have a chimney in your house? Or worse yet, what if there's a fire at the bottom of the chimney? Now, here's my big question. How does he land a sleigh on top of a roof that doesn't have a flat surface? Think about that one. Those are the kinds of things you think about with it. All this would be answered if you could just get a visit from St. Nick. Did you know that that's actually the title of it? It's not called 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. It's called A Visit from St. Nick. Well, over 2,000 years ago, we got a different kind of visit. A real visit from the one true God of heaven. We got a visit from Jesus, the Son of God, the promised Savior of the world. It was a visit that the world desperately needed. If you think about what the world was like up until that moment Jesus came, it could be described something like this. 'Twas right before Christ came, and all over the land. There was no hope for sin, for child, woman, or man. There was no real forgiveness, no mercy or grace that could right all our wrongs in a permanent way. We were broken and dirty, both outside and in. We needed a Savior to free us from sin. See, we'd all been deceived, we had all gone astray, but God, though he loved us, could not let us remain trapped in the darkness in need of the light, so he gave us a Savior, a way to be right. That Savior was Jesus, his one and only Son, who stepped into creation to get his job done. The stable, the manger, a virgin gave birth, all this to bring love, light, and peace to the earth. It was right before Christmas, before Jesus came. But in that special moment, everything changed. See, a world without Jesus was a world without hope. A world without Jesus was a world without love. A world without Jesus was a world without peace. A world without Jesus was a world without joy. And I know you might be thinking, well, wait a second, Eric. Are you saying that before Jesus came, none of those things were in it? No, not exactly. I mean, they were there, but not in the same way. Because the hope that Jesus brings, that's a certain hope. It's not something we wish for and then just hope it happens. It's not like wishing upon a star. The hope that Jesus brings, the hope of eternity, is something we can be sure of. The love that Jesus brings is perfect love. It's not conditional. Like, it's never going to let us down. It's perfect love that we can experience firsthand. The peace that Jesus brings is peace that surpasses all understanding. It doesn't even make sense. So that when everything around us is falling apart, we can still have this deep, deep sense of peace, knowing that God is in control and that he cares more for us than we would ever begin to imagine. The joy that Jesus brings is overflowing joy. It's like our cup is full, but he just keeps filling it anyway, and so it all runs over. We don't get that from anywhere or anything or anyone else. So Jesus came to bring us real life, like the fullest kind of life. But we'll never know that kind of life until or unless we put our faith in Jesus, in him. And when we choose not to follow him and pursue earthly stuff instead, that's like choosing to live in the darkness. We're choosing to live without the kind of love and hope and peace and joy that he came to bring us. Now, it's like we're choosing to live in a dark world. Now, it doesn't always seem like darkness to us. It doesn't always feel like that. Everything seems fine, but it's not. Because everything in this world and everything this world has to offer amounts to nothing. Without Jesus, we're just wandering in the dark. You can think of it this way. If the vast majority of our life was spent empty and devoid of Jesus, then we're living our life like it was right before Christmas. Tomorrow night, Christmas is going to be over. Eventually, the nativity set's going to come down, right? The decorations are going to come down. The Christmas songs are going to be done until, I don't know, October. Be nice if it could last a little longer. But what's even worse is that for some of us, we may not even think about keeping Jesus a significant part of our life, at least not until Easter comes around. Right? That's not what he wants for us. That's not what he desires. Jesus stepped out of eternity, came to be with us. He visited us. He died for us on a cross and invites us into a relationship with him. He wants us to do more than just know about him. He wants us to know him. He wants us to know him in a real and personal way. He wants us to follow him every minute, every hour, and every day of the year. Not just one or two of them. 365, or next year, 366, because it's leap year. In a few moments, we're going to light these candles. But before we do, we know this is what Jesus longs for from us. This friendship. This real relationship with him. And so I want to invite you tonight to take a step of faith, regardless of where you're at this evening. For some of you, this might be a step which says, I'm putting my faith and trust in Jesus for the first time. I don't want to live in that world of darkness. I don't want to live without love, joy, hope, and peace, at least not the kind that he brings. I want that. And so maybe for us it's putting our faith in Jesus for the first time. For others it might be kind of recommitting our life to him. Because we were following him but we've kind of drifted off. And this is kind of one of those days that reminds us it's an invitation to come back. And he's always waiting with open arms. And for others it may just be reaffirming that friendship that you have with Jesus. Simply wanting it to grow closer and closer each day. Whichever one it is for you, I want to encourage you to take that step of faith, to pursue Jesus, to give our hearts to him, to give our lives to him. To stop living our lives like it was right before Christmas. Let's stop living in the darkness and really embrace the light of the world, who is Jesus, the Son of God. That's what we're celebrating. That's what we're reflecting on this Christmas evening. I want to pray, and we're going to sing a few more songs of worship in our night, and in just a moment, we'll invite you to come up and to light the candle. And just know, as you take a candle and bring that back to your seat, that this is a reminder that Jesus is the light who has come into our world to bring us love, joy, peace, hope, like we've never had before. And let's turn our hearts to Him tonight, but from here forward. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for the gift of Jesus that You have given to us. As we're here on what is the night before Christmas, we're taking a moment to turn our hearts to You in maybe a way that we haven't done before. Lord, there might be some here tonight who are saying, I want that relationship with Jesus, the one You long for from us, that friendship with You. And for the first time, we're saying in our hearts, I put my faith and trust in You, Jesus. I believe You are the Son of God who came into the world to make me right with God. For some of us, we've known that to be true, but we've wandered off. And God, tonight we're simply saying in our hearts, we are coming back to You. We want that friendship rekindled, that relationship restored. For others of us, we know You. We have that friendship with You. It's been something that has been consistent, but we long for more. There's no end to the depth of Your love. We could never get there. We want to know more and more and more. Draw us closer to You. We believe You are the light of the world. And we come to You to celebrate that, to remember that, to reflect on that tonight. Thank You for hearing the cries of our heart. We worship You and we praise You tonight. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thanks for listening to the podcast of the Portico Church in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. You can find out more about our church at porticocommunity.com.